Son, never stop learning.
Read the whole thing out loud. Not because you forgot it. Because a plan you can say from memory is a plan you own. The CCNA 200 to 301 exam is 120 minutes long. That's the same amount of time you've spent on a single bad shift decision. Think of those 120 minutes as the first gate you walk through on your own terms, no employer signature required, no budget approval, no gatekeeper. The exam covers network fundamentals, IP connectivity, security fundamentals, and automation and programmability. That last domain matters. The CCNA is not a traditional device configuration test anymore. It includes controller-based networking, REST APIs, and software-defined architectures. The wire teaches you more than routing. It teaches you the vocabulary of every system that runs on top of it. Now, the order is the argument. CCNA first, then RHCSA. Wire, then box. The CCNA objectives include configuring and verifying IPv4 addressing and subnetting, comparing TCP and UDP, and identifying the roles of routers, switches, firewalls, and endpoints. That is not busy work. That is the foundation that makes Linux meaningful. The RHCSA examination, Red Hat's EX200, is performance-based, not multiple choice. You don't recite answers, you configure a live system. When you get there, Marquise, you will not be memorizing commands in the dark. You will be configuring something you already understand because you did the wire first. Every person who reverses that sequence ends up with a Linux cert and no idea why the traffic isn't arriving. You pick the harder sequence because it compounds. The subnetting drills are not drills for an exam. They are the vocabulary for every phase after this one. The key idea is the hinge, and the hinge is not a certificate. The hinge is a job. IT, sysadmin, infrastructure, $60,000 to $80,000. Say that plainly, because it's the part people skip. Everything after the hinge gets cheaper and paid for by somebody else. Everything before it comes out of your pocket and your sleep. Phase two is Azure, AZ-104, then AZ-500. Administrator before security. Same logic as the wire before the box. You cannot secure a cloud environment you cannot build. Phase three is depth, EX415 for Linux hardening and compliance, then GMON for continuous monitoring. GMO is the technical summit of the whole plan. It is the credential that says you don't just find exposure, you watch it over time. That distinction is the thesis of your firm. A point in time assessment is a photograph. Continuous monitoring is a heartbeat monitor. One of those businesses is being automated into a commodity. The other one is what you're building. Remember phase four, because it's the one that will feel optional. CISM, governance and risk. The CISM certification requires 5 or more years of qualifying professional information security management experience under ISACA's rules. ISACA does permit candidates who pass the exam to apply for certification while they complete or document that experience. So the years have to be accumulating underneath you the whole time. That gate exists for a reason. Your company does not sell to engineers. The engineer already knows there's exposure. The person who signs your contract is a CFO, a director, sometimes a board. That person does not care about your OSBF configuration or your detection coverage percentage. They care about liability, audit findings, and what happens to them personally when it goes wrong. CISM is you learning to speak to that person as a peer, Marquise, not as a vendor. The technical certs get you the ability to do the work. This one gets you the ability to be paid what the work is actually worth. That means you are not collecting certificates. You are assembling one specific person, someone who can read a network, build and harden the systems on it, run it in the cloud, monitor it continuously, and then explain the risk to a board in language that moves money. The CCNA scope now includes both on-premises and cloud architectures. The RHCSA is a live performance exam, not a knowledge quiz. CISM requires documented years, not just a passing score. Each of those facts points at the same shape. There are perhaps a few thousand people in this country who can manage the entire stack, from packet to boardroom. They do not work for anybody. They own things. That's the map. 5 phases, and only one of them isn't a test. Now go do this week's block. earn your name.